What if kittens play the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're starting off with a question from a patron named Sophie.
Hi, my name is Sophie, and my favorite thing is puppies, and I'm 8 years old, and my What If question is, what if Mr. Eric got sucked into What If World and Chris Uncle took him into his lair? Thanks, bye.
Oh, I am going to keep my eye out for Kathunkel, because I do have a few things to get through before getting sucked into What If World. Thank you very much, Sophie. Like, for example, we've got a review question from a listener named Violet P. Violet asks, what if foxes had multiple tails? She likes foxes, and she also likes to draw. Well, thank you, Violet and Sophie.
And I would like to thank Ruby. Ruby is 11 years old and loves dogs. Her favorite character is me, Draco Max.
Hi, Draco Max, and thank you, Ruby.
Oh, I got a big woof woof for Evelyn, who is 9 years old and loves to spin in circles.
Good to hear from you, Fred, and thank you, Evelyn. But aren't you lost in What If World?
Yeah, but this What Is World, so I'm not lost here.
Okay. Oh, I've got a meow out for siblings Zach and Evie. Zach and Evie, thank you so much.
And I've got one final meow out for Oliver.
You're both shouting out Oliver? Pretty obvious that's what's happening. Okay, but only because Oliver sent us so many nice notes. And even letters. Now let's find out what if Mr. Eric got sucked into What If World and Kathunkel took him to his lair? And what if foxes had multiple tails? Sorry, actually, I really expected I would just get sucked into What If World when the do-do-do-do-do sound happens, but I'm still here in the studio. What is taking Kathunkel so long? You know what, I'm just gonna call him.
I'm sorry, I can't answer the phone. I'm supposed to be practicing social distancing.
Is this why you haven't sucked me into your lair yet?
Oh, goodness, no. All you Wattisians have deadly germs.
Okay, first off, everyone has germs. And as long as we're good about washing our hands and keeping them away from our face, social distancing is really all we need to do.
I will start by distancing myself from this conversation.
Up on me. I'm supposed to be in the story. Oh, this is absurd. Oh, hi, Mr. Eric. Patty Pan, I'm glad you're not afraid to come see one of your friends.
Of course not. I thought you might need some help getting to What If World.
Oh, that'd be great. Although you are a tiny flying green schnauzer and I am a full-sized human adult. Oh, wow. Patty Pan is spinning a green vortex around me. And as it fades, I am at the bottom of Squid Lake, which is, oh dear.
Oh, sorry. I should have given you your water-breathing magic first.
Thank you, Patty Pan. That was very helpful.
There are always people being good helpers in an emergency.
I know, Patty. You do the Fur Force proud.
Now this puppy's off to go help some others.
Oh, bye. You're my favorite green puppy.
But surely I am your favorite green squid.
Oh, hey, Kathunkel. Fancy meeting you at your front door. Will you go ahead and take me into your murky lair so we can get the story going?
Yes, fine.
Oh, you could have just opened the door. I'm all slimy.
Fear not, for you can wipe off your slime with my decades supply of toilet paper.
A towel will be just fine. I'd rather not waste the toilet paper.
Nonsense. It's already wasted by being at the bottom of a lake.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I don't think my uncle has really been thinking this through.
Hey, Scully the Squid.
I didn't know you were staying with your uncle this week.
Well, he lives right next to the observatorium and school's closed.
Oh, I know. It's such a bummer.
And what's worse is he won't even let me play Fortnite.
Did you say Fortnite?
It's some ridiculous game where children have an endless food fight across cafeteria tables that they build into the sky or some such.
That sounds kind of fun.
Yeah, and I just asked to play it, and Garfunkel said no.
This is not a time for fun and games. This is a time for fear and isolation.
And toilet paper, apparently.
Scully, let's not judge Garfunkel. He's doing his best to take care of you. And people do strange things when they're worried sometimes.
It's not a strange thing. I'm just taking the advice of Cecilia Taylor.
Oh, the two-tailed fox from episode 107, What If Tigers Lost Their Stripes?
Hey, Mr. Eric, long time no tricks.
Hi, Cecilia.
You could call me Two Tails, and have I got a tail for you?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, apparently things are really bad in What Is World. You Wattisians are making everyone in What If World sick, and the only way to stay safe is to wrap ourselves up in toilet paper that we soaked at the bottom of a lake.
Cecilia.
Two Tails.
Two Tails. I know you're just trying to help.
Oh, no, I'm not trying to help. I'm enjoying myself thoroughly.
Well, there are better ways to have fun right now.
Like sitting in the dark and not talking to or looking at anyone or leaving the house for any reason.
Yes, that sounds like good advice that will keep us all very safe.
Yeah, we should probably devour this Wattisian. Otherwise, he's bound to get everyone else sick.
Yes, good point. Scully, would you help me prepare Mr. Eric for dinner?
No! There's not just one kind of person making other kind of people sick. That's a dangerous idea.
It's even more dangerous if it gets me eaten. Besides, don't you think eating me would get you sick?
Oh, no. My stomach is a swirling vortex of antimatter. Plus a clown museum.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Okay.
Did you just clear your throat?
Yeah, I'm
probably sick. That means you're all sick now. It was too late.
And with that, Cecilia, the two-tailed fox, disappeared.
I didn't disappear yet. Oh, I see what you're doing.
Don't mess with the narrator, Cecilia. What was I saying?
Oh, no. You're suffering memory loss. We've got to all get to a hospital right away.
No. If I were running a high fever or something, sure. But I really am fine, Garfunkel. And we can't just all go rushing to the hospital.
That's right. We can't do anything because we can't go outside.
It's okay to leave your evil cave lair at the bottom of the lake. I've been trying to tell you.
Oh, sure. Like I'm going to listen to a juvenile squid and a podcast host.
Fair enough. You shouldn't just listen to me because I'm on a podcast. But there are plenty of doctors and scientists who have been on other podcasts and have helped make news articles that say the exact same things I'm saying.
I think I'd feel better if I heard this from a cute fluffy puppy.
I know, I wish I could get all my news from a cute fluffy puppy.
I'm waiting, Mr. Eric.
Okay. And just then, Patty Pan came back because she'd forgotten her collar.
Oh, hey, Garfunkel. I think my collar must have dropped off near your evil cave lair.
There you are, Patty Pan. You can always be trusted in an emergency.
That's why I'm on the Fur Force, yeah.
So tell me, exactly how much should I be panicking constantly?
You shouldn't be panicking. Just keep your tentacles clean and keep them away from your beak.
Oh, and since we can't hang out with other people, I get to play video games the whole time, right?
Said Scully the Squid, pulling out his remote control.
I think this is actually a great opportunity to, like, try all the things you've always wanted to try, but never had the time to.
Oh, I've always wanted to draw a map of What If World, because I'm still really foggy on where things are situated.
Oh, I've always wanted to start playing piano again.
I've always wanted to play Fortnite for 2 weeks straight.
All right,
said Two Tails. Where'd she come from?
Yeah, let's all go and do our own separate things and not talk to each other for 2 weeks or possibly longer.
Actually, I should be getting back to What Is World. Hey,
Hey, don't scene-dash me. I just missed 2 weeks.
Oh, Miss Karen's gonna be so mad at me.
Mr. Eric, you think you're the only one who can play tricks with the story?
Okay, truce. I have gotten slightly better at piano in these 2 weeks, so there's a plus side.
And I have just finished my drawing. Except I did it on toilet paper, so it all disintegrated.
I'm sorry, Kathunkle.
I finished the work night, and it was so much fun.
Whoa, you need to put down that video game remote,
said Batty Pan, zipping over to Scully the Squid and checking his vitals.
What's wrong with me? Am I sick?
No, but maybe it's time to give the screen a little rest.
Fine.
And so Scully the Squid, his Uncle Kathunkle, Patty Pan, and Two Tails the Fox ventured out into Squid Lake.
Mr. Eric, come on, we're venturing.
Oh, yeah. And I went along.
It's so quiet. Are you sure it's safe to be outside?
It's totally safe.
As long as we wash our tentacles and keep them away from our mantles and beaks.
Yeah, and keeping your hands clean and away from your face, that's a really healthy habit for any kid or grown-up. Especially when you're out of the house and around others.
Yeah, you know what? It's making me think this whole thing was a hoax in the first place. We should just have a big party and invite 500 people over.
Okay, Two Tails. I'll get out my Rolodex of evil.
No, Kathunkle, don't go back inside. If we're practicing social distancing, there are other ways we can hang out with our friends.
Like what?
Well, you could give them a call.
You mean send them a text?
No, I mean a call, like a phone call or a video call, I guess.
You're saying I text them with my mouth?
Yes, regular texting is okay too, but if you want to try something different, like playing a board game or telling a story, I don't know, sometimes it might be fun to just talk to them.
Social distancing doesn't mean staying alone.
Maybe let's play some underwater hide and seek.
Do I have to? It's really slimy at the bottom of this lake.
Oh, I've got an even better idea. We could go destroying all the stadiums and schools and places of public gathering across What If World for safety.
Kathunkle, I don't think that's gonna be necessary. Maybe let's just play some hide and seek. Look, I'm hiding in this puddle of black ooze.
You shouldn't really announce your hiding place, Mr. Eric.
Yeah, I get that. Okay. And the five of us spent hours playing all of our favorite outdoor games. And when we were nice and worn out and dripping with slime that somehow stuck to us even though we were underwater, we went back to Kathunkle's lair.
Was so fun. I think I'm finally ready to go back to school.
And I'm finally ready for you to go back to school. I'm really, really ready.
That was such a fun day.
And Patty Pan, having put her collar back on, zipped off and up and out of the lake.
And I suppose I could find someone else to trick,
said Two Tails, until she remembered how much fun she had.
You know, it was fun, just spreading cheer rather than panic and confusion for a change.
Yes.
Oi, Mr. Eric, you're tricking me.
He's not tricking you, Cecilia. He's trying to show you there's better things you can do with your time.
Tricking me with the truth, eh? That's next level, Mr. Eric. Respect.
Thank you, Cecilia. And the two-tailed fox seemed to melt away into the lake.
That's a cool trick. I'll have to ask her to show me.
That sounds great, guys. But I really should be getting back to What Is World.
And leave me alone with my nephew?
Don't worry, there'll be another story next week.
I've got to entertain this creature for an entire week.
We can entertain each other and try new things and...
Then what happens when I get bored of looking at your face?
Kathunkle, you really shouldn't talk to your nephew that way.
No, that's fine. I get bored of looking at his face, too, sometimes. We both kind of just look like squid octopus monsters, you know, pretty basic.
Well, I guess it's good to take a short break from people, too, sometimes, and enjoy your own solo activities, like drawing and reading.
And video games.
And hopefully not just video games.
Okay, Mr. Eric, just tell your story, and then you can go home.
Oh, I hate to break it to you, Kathunkle, but this kind of was the story.
What?
I feel cheated.
And so Kathunkle took me back to What Is World.
Now, my portals happen to be more like puddles of gray slime, so you might want to put on this slicker.
Oh, no. Oh, no. And the end. The end. The end.
Well, Sophie and Violet, I hope you enjoyed your story.
And folks at home, I want to leave you with a fun little activity. There are tons of different ways to tell a story. And as you know, mine usually start with what if questions. I'm just going to use my what if question generator to get us an idea. What if stovepipe hats were made out of electricity?
So do I start the story?
If you want, or I can. It's always okay to pass if you're feeling a little nervous.
Pass.
Oh, but I'm not the next person in line. The listener is.
Yes, obviously, I was passing to the listener.
Okay, folks at home, what if stovepipe hats were made out of electricity? Don't worry about telling a perfect story, or even one that makes a lot of sense. Just have fun. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and this batch of latest reviewers, Amani, Ezra, Grace, Lily, KittyLover812, Harry, Elsa, and Asher, Lucinda, L. Smelly J, Nora, Blakely, Ruby, CJ, Cecilia, Reese, happy 11th birthday, Reed, Eli, Hayden, Pika Oof Off, Callie, Marley, Violet, Elias, Malcolm Cooper, Logan, Malia, Murphy, Lucia, William, Isai, Bella, Gabe, Penelope, Nevi, Cece, Annie R, Karsten, Lindsay, Patrick, Zoe, Sydney, Dylan, Holly, Lars, Cole, Caroline, L, Corrick, Emma, Emmy, Abby, Jem, Juliana, Olivia, Lev, Christina H, Julia, Harper, Tanner, Asher, Juno, Zoe J, Bananas Are Delicioso, Penelope and Jasper, June, Chase, Ethan, Vivian, Autumn, Maggie, Shiny Diamond, Corbin, Ruby Loves Legos, and Carter D.
As well as all you kids at home who know that social distancing doesn't mean being alone.
Stay safe out there.
Wash your tentacles and keep them away from your beak.
And until we meet again, keep wondering.
The International Children's Arts Network, ICANN, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brookby Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICANN, poetry, story time, and music for kids.
Cats and rabbits.